He turned back to the figure and saw that the cloaking shadows had coalesced into a suit of dark, spiked armor. The newcomer's right arm seemed a mere ghost, as though he had only a holographic projection where there should have been a limb. And his left eye had become an empty white circle that looked more like a window into another universe than an actual organ. His face was weathered and chiseled, though with a web of tattoos radiating outward from an angry gaze and a deeply etched scowl, he could not be considered handsome. He stopped 3 paces away and stood staring, as though trying to decide whether to attack Luke or speak to him.
"You,"
Luke said. It was the man with the tattooed face, the one who had been behind Luke's team in the Minari Heights spaceport, and who had later disarmed Yakil Savitu near Fellowship Plaza.
"Who are you?"
"No one whose help you want," Jason said. "That's the dark man I saw on the Throne of Balance."
"And the only one who can help you,"
the stranger said.
"With the ones gone, there is only one way to stop Abeloth. Jedi and Sith together."
Luke studied the stranger without answering for a moment, trying to imagine him without the scowl. The man was hardly ugly, but he certainly did not share the Lost Tribe's usual obsession with careful grooming and good looks. And the tattoos were unusual, too. Vistara had claimed that while the Lost Tribe enjoyed painting their bodies with decorative or shandy markings, they would never defile themselves with permanent ink. Of course, she might have been lying. It certainly wouldn't have been the only time. But Luke couldn't see how that would have benefited her. At last, Luke said,
"I recognize your face. You've been watching the fight on Coruscant."
"And that surprises you. What happens on Coruscant shapes the fate of the entire galaxy. Of course we are watching. We are always watching."
"Which is how you know so much about Abeloth," Luke surmised. "You have a spy."
"What makes you think there is only one? We Sith are legion, as you now know."
Luke shook his head.
"If you were Lost Tribe, your appearance would be more refined, and you wouldn't have tattoos."
"Too much talk, Master Skywalker,"
the stranger said, stepping past Luke.
"I came to fight. Let us find her."
Luke turned to follow, and there she was. A gray silhouette just emerging from the mists of forgetfulness. Her long saffron hair cascading almost down to the water. Her tiny pinpoint eyes shining out of sockets as deep as wells. Luke's hand dropped to his hip, automatically reaching for a lightsaber that did not exist beyond shadows. He tried to continue the motion and bring it up to deliver a blast of force energy. But Abeloth had already launched her own attack by then, delivering a bolt of force lightning that blasted straight through the stranger into Luke. He felt himself fly backward, consumed by pain, his entire being a column of blue, crackling force flame.